You're listening to the Health Powered Productivity Podcast by RaderCo. I'm Marcy Rader, founder and chief productivity lead. This podcast aims to give you and your team bite-sized, time-saving, focus-boosting, health-improving tips you can implement immediately. Now, on with the show. Have you ever considered what would happen if you weren't around to handle things? It is not a topic we often dwell on. But still, ensuring your loved ones and professional circle aren't left scrambling is crucial. And that's where RaderCo's very own Judith Girton steps in with one brilliant solution, which is her workbook, Beyond the Estate Plan Guide, Important Details Your Family Needs When You Aren't Here to Tell Them. And she also recorded a complimentary podcast, episode 80, on crafting an ethical will. And her book is actually something I bought for all of my family members for Christmas last year. And I said, your Christmas gift to me is to have all this completed before the next year. If you pair these invaluable resources with your own electronic document that I'm going to describe, you'll be ready to face the unexpected head on. And I took this concept to heart a few years ago and crafted my own document called Instructions for Marcy and RaderCo if incapacitated or on an exotic vacation. And I shared this information with my husband, brother, and my best friend slash trusted second in command at RaderCo. And I believe that preparation is power. And by sharing these non-legal instructions, I'm ensuring that everyone knows exactly what needs to be done, even if I'm not there to guide them. So here are three scenarios. If you are thinking like, oh, this is so morbid, which is actually what my friend slash second in command at RaderCo, that was the word she used, was morbid. I am just a very practical person. And to me, there's nothing morbid about it. It's a gift to everyone in my life. So here's one scenario. About 15 years ago, I was in a mountain bike accident and I suffered a grade 3 concussion. For those of you out there who had a concussion, you know you are not supposed to be on computers or look at screens for days or weeks. And for mine, it was a minimum of 3 weeks. And the day after my concussion, I remember I picked up my toothbrush and I didn't know what I was supposed to do with it. I knew I was supposed to do something, but I didn't know what. And I could not predict that I was going to have a mountain bike accident. So unfortunately, my team was stuck because they didn't know how to move forward. My husband couldn't tell them where anything was. And unfortunately, I also was storing a bunch of stuff on my desktop back then instead of in the cloud. Second scenario. I met a woman who had lost her adult son and he lived in another city. She didn't know who to contact. She didn't know that he belonged to a gym, was part of a cycling group that met. He was a member of several meetups. And so many people weren't aware he had passed away until after his memorial because there was no phone or email tree set up. And theft was an issue at his address because he had many things auto-shipped to him and she didn't know what was coming next. And it was not what she wanted to worry about while she was grieving. And then a third scenario is a friend of mine who owns a business and he was on vacation when the pandemic hit and he wasn't able to come back for almost 7 months. And he had to rely on an internet cafe because he didn't take his laptop with him, that he was somewhere that did not have good internet. And because it was a pandemic, most internet cafes had very limited hours. They were only letting in 2 or 3 people at a time. And he had trouble taking care of things at home. And he said, even my Dollar Shave Club order was stolen from my front porch because I wasn't able to shut it down. So, you know, this is not just something if, you know, if I were to die or something like that. This is, you know, this could be used for multiple reasons. So here's a glimpse of what I've included in my personal instructions to give you some ideas for your own. So long-term care and insurance, letting them know my insurance provider, because remember, long-term care, it's not just when you're elderly. You know, I've had long-term care since I was in my early 30s, And so if I were in a car accident or I'm on that exotic vacation, I'm in Ghana, you know, I have an issue, I'm in an accident or something, and I need to be in the hospital for a while, then I have long-term care. Many people would probably not expect that or know that, that somebody that is young would have that. Two, my essential document location. They know where my crucial documents are stored in my house and my safe. Digital access, that we use a password manager. We recommend Dashlane, link in the show notes. And who holds administrator access to manage the online accounts? So my husband, of course, has administrator access, but so does my brother, because chances are my husband may be with me on that exotic vacation or may be with me if something were to happen. And I don't want him having to deal with that stuff. That might be like something that my brother now helps him with. The RaiderCo agreements, you know, where they can access all RaiderCo client agreements, payment details, refund procedures, all of that. Subscription accounts. I have a list of paid subscriptions to cancel to prevent unnecessary charges. You know, my husband just, you know, he knows that there are groceries in the refrigerator. He doesn't know that I get groceries from Hungry Root and Imperfect Foods and Thrive Market and Amazon, and that some of those are on auto subscription. Phone tree contacts. I have a list of individuals who I know if they're contacted, they will know to contact other people. I have one person that's on that phone tree that is in my mastermind. He will know to contact NSA Carolinas and the National Speaker Association. And so I don't have to worry about, you know, my husband or anyone doing that. Website management. I have the steps outlined to create a temporary landing page on my website and manage my online presence until the subscription or until the domain needs to be removed, and then it can just be closed down. My financial accounts, like just where I bank and the credit cards and investments, because you know if it needs to go into detail with that, then that's more in my will, and you know my financial planner has access to all those things. Social media notification. Oh my gosh, for the love of pizza, for the love of kittens, for the love of ice cream, make sure that you have a plan for your digital legacy and your social media update and eventual deactivation. I am LinkedIn only by choice, and there have been a few times where somebody will pop up and say, you should be connected to this person. And one was my grandpa who passed away. And one was a woman that I used to work with that had breast cancer and passed away. And it was shocking every time that it popped up. You know, I wasn't expecting it. It would make me sad. And their family probably has no idea that that's happening. I can tell you I have no idea how to stop my grandpa's from happening. And so, you know, giving somebody access. And in my instructions, it says, you know, and this is, of course, if something does happen to me, to put a note at the top, like pin a post and keep it up for 6 months and then turn it off, deactivate it. Email accounts. I have 5 email accounts. I'm sure you have many email accounts. So I have a, you know, it says set up an autoresponder for all my email accounts and, you know, for 6 months and then deactivate them. My client information, ensure access to my client relationship management system and all my key client contacts. My team information, I give, you know, contact all my contractors and coaches. Business closure, here's my business insurance, my PO box, and, you know, and so on. And contact information, just, you know, my personal and business contact numbers. And so, you know, think about, you know, what this might mean for you. And while predicting every scenario is impossible, this kind of list can help ease the burden for those who are left behind or who need to take care of something while you are stuck on that remote beach without good cell service. It ensures a smooth transition, it prevents unnecessary expenses, and it maintains your professional reputation even after you can no longer manage things directly. And why extend this approach to one to two people beyond your spouse or partner? Again, it may be that the spouse or partner is with you. So think about who you trust implicitly and who possesses the right mix of practicality and emotional resilience. Share a version of your instructions with them tailored to their involvement in your life. And remember, it's not just about the details. It's about providing your loved ones with the tools to confidently navigate the unexpected. Thank you for listening to the Rader Co. Health Powered Productivity Podcast. The resources mentioned are linked in the show notes. If you found this podcast valuable, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone you know who could benefit. For more bite-sized tips, our top recommendations, and to learn more about working with myself and the Rader Co. team, from consulting and coaching to speaking and more, visit helloraderco.com.